Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
While you're taking a break from sports, KSON is putting you on the road to Stagecoach 8 times every weekday, thanks to your San Diego County Toyota dealers and Cox Communications. Ready for 3 days of live country music in the desert? Sign up now at KSON.com.
Joining us right now on our SDCCU fan hotline, former 49ers nose tackle, now team insider on the radio. You can hear him on 95.7 The Game up in the Bay Area. Ian Williams with us here on Ben and Woods. Ian, it is great to have you on Super Bowl week. Appreciate your time.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. It's always good to talk about some 49er football, talk about some Super Bowl football.
How exciting is this? I mean, 49ers Nation, they're back, and haven't won in 25 years, haven't been since Colin Kaepernick took the team a while ago. This has got to be a thrill to be back in the big game.
Oh, yeah, it's fun to see the team, how much they've come in the past couple of years, to go from Chip Kelly, from Jim Tomsula to Chip Kelly to Kyle Shanahan, and kind of find some stability and, you know, be able to turn the roster over. Like, that roster in 2017 was really bad, 2016. And to be able to get to a Super Bowl within a couple years of your head coaching job, it's amazing to see where this team's come. And I'm excited for Super Bowl Sunday, but I think he can win. I think the parade on February 5th is going to be live and it's going to be lit.
Oh, all right, the parade already, yeah. So,
oh yeah,
this is gonna be hard for me, Ben, because Ian was a standout at Notre Dame,
right.
And I'm a huge Irish fan, and it's a pleasure to talk to you, Ian.
I appreciate you. Go Irish all day.
Yes, I can just do. We just do Notre Dame talk. People,
please
probably,
not.
Probably, okay.
No,
all right.
Don't hate on
it. Yeah, exactly.
We're in Southern California. We're all USC fans listening here, Ian. I'm sorry. I wasn't even going to bring it up,
Ben. We don't even.
Oh man.
We don't even talk about USC anymore. That's a sad state what that program's turned into, Ian. But I'll tell you what, man. This game has all the makings of everything in the Super Bowl that we wanted last year that we didn't get. That was one of the worst Super Bowls we've ever seen.
No, it wasn't. Don't start that.
Oh, I did. Well, you're a defensive guy, so I'm sure you loved it. I was bored to tears.
That was a beautiful game. Just to watch, because the thing about football and strategy,
I know.
That's all that game was. In a low-scoring game, if you just watch the communication and the defense that was played on both sides, that was great football. I mean, I loved it.
Now, see, Ian, I bet if you watched a 1-0 baseball game, you'd be like, man, I'm bored out of my mind. That's how I felt about the Super Bowl last year.
I went to the A's playoff game here a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And this was like my first baseball game I have been to like in probably forever. And I had a good time, but it wasn't enough action. Too much standing around and stuff like that. I mean, I need some guys hitting. I need some basketballs going through the hoop, something like that.
I know, man. I know.
This is the age-old debate, though. When you have teams like the Chiefs, the 49ers, and offenses, if the offense has perfect timing, if the quarterback can go back 3 steps, throw the ball perfectly on target to a wide receiver coming right out of his cut, there's no time for the defense to get into the backfield. I mean, a great offense that's in sync in the NFL nowadays is going to be able to put up points, even on a great defense. Would you not agree with that?
I mean, yeah. I mean, the rules have kind of changed to where, you know, it gears towards, you know, points and, more yardage and more of a favorism towards the offense and stuff like that. You know, you ask guys like Jerry Rice and older receivers where they had to literally fight through all the hand contact and the press coverage and stuff like that. But now, you know, you really can't touch a receiver after 5 yards. So everything's geared towards the points and, you know, yards, fans getting all the excitement of the big plays and stuff like that. But I still think, you know, defensively, you can still shut down the offense and slow them down and get them out of their rhythm.
We're talking to Ian Williams, former San Francisco 49er. He's an insider for 95.7 The Game. And, you know, listen, when you talk about shutting down an offense, the Chiefs, they can score seemingly at will sometimes. And I'll tell you, man, it has been a delight to watch the Niners' defense this year. Something's got to give, and you're really confident in what the Niners are bringing. How do you slow down and stop a guy like Pat Mahomes?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one, obviously, to go out there and stop Patrick Mahomes in that offense because of, you know, Tyreek Hill and all that speed that they have out there. But a lot of their routes and a lot of their game is backyard football. You know, he wants to, like, Patrick Mahomes wants to get outside of the pocket. So the 49ers, you have a great pass rush. You have to understand the past few years, anytime Tom Brady struggled or anytime a team has struggled in the Super Bowl, they went against a great pass rush. You got to think about what we had early in the decade with Justin Smith and Aldon Smith and that pass rush that we had right there. And then, Michael Strahan, the OC with the Giants, and then, you know, the Eagles with Fletcher Cox, you know, these type of D-lines, you know, it gives quarterbacks trouble. It gives offensive coordinators trouble because now they can't block these guys up front. So what do the 49ers have? They have one of the best defenses, you know, statistically in the NFL, historically, you know, really good numbers. And then, and that front four, those five first-rounders on the front line, Dee Ford, Eric Armstead, DeForest Buckner, Nick Bosa, and Solomon Thomas, like those five guys, man, they've been playing lights out all year long. And the Minnesota Vikings, the Green Bay Packers, literally didn't have an answer for them, didn't know what to do with them. And, you know, that was the outcome of the game. You know, it was a blowout, and, you know, it could possibly be the same thing on Super Bowl Sunday, especially if Patrick Mahomes can't, you know, improvise and make things happen outside of the pocket.
Raheem Mostert, 220 yards, four touchdowns in the NFC Championship game. He's been the breakout star. If the Chiefs sell out to stop the running game and try to stop Mostert, can Jimmy Garoppolo, obviously they didn't need him to throw a bunch of passes against the Packers. If he has to throw 30 to 40 passes for the 49ers to win that game, is that a formula that could work for the 49ers?
I think early in the year, maybe not. But I think where they are right now with the emergence of Deebo Samuel and then the trade for Emmanuel Sanders and then also having George Kittle and multiple other threats that you can use, if they try to sell out in the run, I think Jimmy G can definitely step back there and throw the ball 30, 40, 50 times and be able to, you know, help his team win. You know, he's done it a few times this season. You know, when they played, you know, Arizona on Halloween, you know, he had to throw the ball a little bit more to be able to bring that team back. You know, last week, the Tennessee Titans, you know, they had been running the ball against everybody. Derrick Henry was a monster. And, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs, they were like, no, you're not going to, you know, run the ball on us like that. You know, we're going to fill the gaps. We're going to sit our linebackers at 4 yards, and we're going to make sure they're on their toes and not on their heels so they can come downhill and condense those gaps so that he can't get a head full of steam and be able to break the tackles from our safeties trying to come up and fill those holes and stuff like that. So I know they're going to come up with a game plan, and they're going to scheme up the 49ers, especially to slow down Raheem Mostert and Tevin Coleman and those running backs, because, you know, if you can make it easy on the 49ers, and they'll just hand the ball off like you've seen. Like, Jimmy G hasn't really thrown the ball. You know, they're going to make it easy as they can for Jimmy G, especially if he doesn't have to do anything. If they're running the ball, that's as safe as you can be in the playoffs. You know, I'll hand it off and, you know, get 4 yards every play and milk the clock. But at the end of the day, I think Jimmy G, if it's put on him, on his shoulders, I think he can handle it.
Now, Ian, you were a young player, right, the last time the 49ers went to the Super Bowl against the Ravens. What was your experience like then, and compare it to what you're going to be doing this week, you know, covering the Super Bowl and getting ready for the Niners and watching it from the sidelines?
Just seeing it now from the media side, like last night, opening night, you know, all the players, it was cool. Like, I'm on the outside now, you know, doing the interviews, you know, interviewing the players. And I remember back in 2013 when we were playing the Baltimore Ravens, I was the guy, you know, in the jersey, you know, walking around, you know, being interviewed, asking the most random, craziest questions that you can probably think of. But it's just exciting just to see the players out here having a good time. They had their, you know, phones out and everything, taking pictures. Social media is such a big part of society now, so we didn't have that. It was more, we were just sitting around talking and just, you know, making fun of, you know, certain things that we would see. And, you know, it's fun to see the difference from, you know, back then to where we are now. But it's definitely been exciting just to be down here in Miami. And we're here all week for NBC Sports Bay Area. So it's just been fun to see all the festivities. I can't wait for this weekend.
Now, I'm sure Jim Harbaugh had you guys on lockdown as players. Are you going to enjoy some of the festivities this week now that you're under no such restriction this time around?
I mean, you talk about the players?
I'm talking about going out to the parties, you know, the events, things like that, like really, really let loose on Super Bowl week.
Oh, no, the players, no.
Not you, you, really... you personally.
Oh,
you,
me? Oh,
yeah, what do you got? I want to know what you're gonna have, how the high life is going to be lived in Miami this week.
I'm in the 305, and then you got to understand the Super Bowl. Look at the initial Super Bowl, LIV. That's one of the best clubs in the world, LIV. I'm going to be there Super Bowl Sunday because in the red and gold, we're going to win on Sunday, so we're going to be fine. I'm going to be
answer.
Out there live. You go,
good answer, hey, man.
Make sure if you see me and I see you, you didn't see me.
Ian Williams, former 49ers nose tackle.
Former Notre Dame great.
Now with NBC Bay Area, 95.7 The Game up in San Francisco. Ian, really appreciate it. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you guys.
All right, that was fun. Ian Williams on our SDCCU fan hotline. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates. Apply today. Equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU4U or visit sdccu.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.